There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them what? Cloven tongues like as a fire. Like as fire. And that fire, that's what was like fire, set up on each of them. Come on. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. How many were filled? They were all filled, 120, filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues. And the Spirit gave them utterance. And that were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men. See, these telling different kind of men that were there. See, these people came from different locations. See, they had been scattered all around. But these people that was the 120 were local people. You understand? They lived in that area. So this is what happened. That was dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of what? Every nation under heaven. Okay? Now, when this was noise abroad, the multitude, notice now, because this is just 120, carrying on like this. But it got outside of the walls. And they heard the noise, and you know they were doing something. Some of them might have been fishing, I don't know. Might have had their bass pro boat. Might have had a crop on the end of the line. I don't know what they were doing. But all I know, they heard this noise. We got somebody right now. They uptown, they across the street, they're around. And sometime that's why we're going to put some speakers on the outside. You know, David Dixon prophesied we're going to have a drumbotron. Y'all remember that? But noise abroad. The multitude did what? Came together. They came where the noise was. The multitude came together and were confounded. They were dumbfounded what was going on. They said, what in the world is this? Why were they dumbfounded? Why were they confounded? Because that every man heard them speak in his own language. They were people that spoke different language. They were hearing those 120 people speak in their own language. And they know they were local people, never been to their country, never been to where they live, and didn't understand their language. Because this was Pentecost, they would come together. But watch what happened. And they were all amazed. They hadn't been to our school. They hadn't been to our country where we live. But we hear them speaking our language. When did they do this? When did this happen? There was amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, look what they say, are not all these which speak who? Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born, not where they were born? Pardon me. Medes. Elamites, and the dwelling of what? Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and in parts of Libya, Cyrene, strangers from Rome, Jews, proselytes, Cretes, Arabia. We do hear them what? Speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. God, we're going to get the message out. Here these 120 didn't even know the language. But he got the message to that crowd. Didn't he do it? He had songs speaking in those we just want to, Arabian, Palamine, Elamites, Cappadocia. He had songs speaking this. And he listened to the miracle. Can you imagine they were speaking this and these people speaking and in the crowd, they could understand their language. Have you ever thought about that? You know, you can be talking English and somebody in the crowd can hear you talking, not understand. But they was talking their language. And God helped them to understand the language, to hear the good news of the work of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, my wife did this to me. I was going to kick my heels up today. Keep going now. Keep going. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others started doing what? Marketing. Said, these men are full of new wine. They didn't know how right they were. But they just had the wrong kind of wine in mind. But Peter finally straightened them out. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lift up his voice. And I come to Christian Fellowship Church today to lift up my voice and let you know the Holy Ghost is in town. He came to turn your stuff around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants you to understand the day, the hour, and the time you're living in. Let me do a little bit more with Peter. I'll be back. Peter, standing up with the 11, lift up his voice and said unto them, what did he say? You men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be it known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that people been running down my precious spirit. Holy Spirit, I like to make him personal to me. Calling him different name. Disrespecting him. Y'all gonna hear me today? Act like he's not in the earth. And churches and local people gather together and leave him outside the door. Hallelujah.